What's up, man? Alright, guys, this is gonna be a super duper quick video. This video is titled, I Told You This Was All One Big Hollywood Production. As you guys know, Coach Red Pill, he's out in Kharkov in Ukraine. He's actually witnessing everything that's happening. And I was just watching one of his latest videos, and he was saying, this doesn't look real. It looks like it's been staged. It looks like there's mannequins that are dead, not real dead people, like the Ukrainian regime tells us that, you know, the big bad Russians are killing all these people. Guys, what did I tell you for the past couple of years? This is all one big Hollywood production. You need to know just two things. First of all, Zelensky is a dirty Jew, so you know it's going to be all falsehood. That's number one. And number two, as you guys know, I worked with CIA, I worked with Mossad. Guys, there was no such thing as ISIS. ISIS never existed. All ISIS was propaganda using people like me. That's all ISIS ever was. ISIS stands for Israeli Secret Intelligence Services, okay? Go on Mossad's website right now. It will say right there under logo, ISIS, Israeli Intelligence Services, okay? There never ever was Abu Bakr Baghdadi. There was never ever ISIS, okay? Let me do this, guys. Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! How many of you guys heard that throughout the whole period of ISIS? That was me and other people like me who were getting paid out in Hollywood by dirty Jews like Zelensky. Again, guys, when I moved out in Hollywood from small town USA, where I'm actually at right now, I was in my 20s. You know, I wanted to be an actor. You know, I didn't sign on the dotted line with the CIA and Mossad. Omar Mateen, the Orlando shooter, who I personally know, he did that. I didn't. I just was an actor wannabe, but looking back at it, I realized that, oh shit, we were actually part of propaganda, okay? I was part of a propaganda 10 years ago. Guys, I told you this in my videos, you know, going back God knows how many years, you know, 2, 3, maybe even 4 years ago, I was telling you that this was all propaganda. In fact, the whole reason why Susan took down my YouTube channel is because I was exposing Mossad and CIA by telling you this, that this was all propaganda. Do you guys think Susan took down my channel because I said bitches ain't shit? Hell no! She took it down because they don't want the world to know that there was no such thing as ISIS. All ISIS was people like me getting paid by CIA, Mossad, under the cover of a Hollywood production, and that's all ISIS ever was. Now we got Coach Red Pill, he's out there, and not just Coach Red Pill, even people all over the world are saying, hey man, this shit doesn't look real. It looks like it's a Hollywood production. Hell yeah, it's a Hollywood production, guys. I've been telling you that for the past couple of years. Right now, guys, the Zionists are desperate. They're going to do a lot of these false flag operations, and they're gonna do all these. Look, here's the thing, okay? Because ISIS didn't exist, no Muslim has ever stood up to the Zionists. The only follower of Muhammad who actually said, yo man, this shit wasn't real, it was all propaganda done by somebody like me, is me. Out of a billion Muslims, okay, have you guys ever heard, let me know in the comment section, have you guys ever heard of a Muslim saying that ISIS, Al-Qaeda was propaganda, that they never existed, that this was all one big Hollywood production? You never heard of one Muslim out of a billion plus Muslims. The only Muslim who ever said that was me. What did I say in my past videos? Muslims at best are useful idiots. At worst, they are cowards and traitors and hypocrites like Omar Mateen. You see, the problem here is that the Zionists, they were so used to dealing with Arabs. They're like, you know what? We can go out there, you know, do whatever we want, use all the false propaganda we want, and not a single Arab is going to open their mouth. You know, let me tell you something, okay? Here in our Muslim community, we all know Umar Mateen. We all know his family. We've known the Mateen family since the 1980s. In fact, you guys probably wouldn't believe it, but you should start believing it. Umar Mateen's sister, Sabrina, is still best friends with my sister. I actually saw his sister last Ramadan. I wouldn't be surprised if I see her this Ramadan. You see, there's a reason why I'm going to the mosque in Ramadan. I'm going to see if Umar Mateen's sister is going to show up. She showed up last Ramadan, his sister Sabrina. Hopefully she's going to show up this Ramadan. He actually has two sisters. There's a Sabrina, there's a Mariam. One of them just had a kid about a year ago. She has a total of three kids. So I think Sabrina is the one who had three kids, and Mariam is the one who's best friends with my sister. But the point here I'm trying to tell you guys is that not one single Muslim in our community said, hey man, Umar Mateen is not responsible for the Orlando shooting. He was just a CIA/Mossad tool. His father, Sadiq Mateen, was a FBI informant. Probably still is an FBI informant. I mean, can you guys believe the son of an FBI informant becomes the biggest terrorist on American soil? You know, God knows how many people he supposedly killed at that gay night bar back in Orlando a couple of years ago. But again, with the exception of me, do you guys see anybody from the Muslim community in the Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie area saying, yo man, Umar Mateen, he's alive and well, living it up in Turkey. His family is a hell of a lot richer because they got money from the U.S. government for taking part as a scapegoats for this Orlando shooting a couple of years ago. No one is saying this other than me. So the Zionists, they said to themselves, hey man, we could do this with the Russians. But guess what? Russians ain't Muslim. Did you guys notice on MGTOW TV there are videos from RT? I actually am able to clone the RT channel, okay? RT has a channel on Rumble and Odyssey. I'm able to actually clone channels from Rumble and Odyssey, believe it or not. So I am cloning RT, the RT channel. I am cloning their videos. I'll also be able to clone their live streams as well, God willing. I'm working on that right now. So the Russians, you know, they're like, hey man, we ain't playing that game, you know? See, that's the problem with Mossad. The Mossad got so arrogant, so sloppy when dealing with the Arabs that they figured we're just going to do the same exact playbook, the same exact scenes, but instead of saying Muhammad, we're going to say Putin. But no, it's not working because Russians are not Arabs. Again, out of a billion Muslims, a quarter billion Arabs, you know, ethnically, I'm not Arab. As you guys know, I'm Jewish. A lot of people think I'm Arab because they, you know, they think dark skin equals Arab. This is a tan, guys. Unlike Yogi Obes, you know, I don't come out of the box brown. As you guys can see, I'm a little bit reddish. That's because I was out in the sun in the ocean a couple hours ago. The point I'm trying to get to you guys is that this is false propaganda. This one big Hollywood production that the Zionists were able to do with the Arabs for like 15 years, it's not working with the Russians, and they're only going to get desperate. They're going to, as they get more and more exposed, the desperation will grow more. This is why the Zionists want war. Right now, there is nothing more the Zionists would love than to actually have nuclear war. That the Zionists would love to have that right now, because if people are waking up to what the Zionists are really doing, what did I say in my past video, guys? If you, the Goyim, knew a fraction of what I, Amar Mitwali, know about the Zionists, we'd be knee high in Zionist blood. Once the masses finally figure out what I know, especially when this Scamorona vaccine starts killing kids, especially when we have famine, $10 a gallon. Islam tells us, you know, I could die right now, you know. Aaron Cohen can come put a bullet in the back of my head because he's a coward. He doesn't shoot you in the front of the head. He shoots you in the back of a head. But yet we say Mossad is the best in the world now, bro. Mossads are a bunch of cowards. They shoot in the back of the head. They never shoot here because they're cowards. Even if Aaron Cohen was to kill me right after I upload this video for you guys, Islam tells us the Zionists are going to be exterminated to the point where the rock and the tree are going to say, yo, there's a Jew behind me, come kill him. And lastly, when I say Jew, Jesus was a Jew, Brother Nathaniel is a Jew. Aaron Cohen will tell you he's the best Jew on the face of the planet. Mark Zuckerberg will tell you he's the best Jew on the face of the planet. Howard Stern, George Soros, they'll tell you that they're the best Jews on the face of the planet, yet they're not. They are the total and complete opposite of Judaism. It is the Zionist who will be exterminated, not good Jews like me, Brother Nathaniel. And there's a guy on YouTube, really good guy. He goes by the handle Jihadi Jew. Really good guy. So just to let you guys know, when Islam says the Jews will be exterminated in Akhir al-Ayyam, in end of days, he's not talking about us. He's talking about the Loserbergs, the George Soros, and other Zionists. So that's my video for you guys today. All this you're seeing is one big Hollywood production. Have a good day. Take care. Peace.